want to live longer, go to superhumanradio.com today and listen to Superhuman Radio live at 1 p.m. Pacific weekdays.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tricepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tricepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Okay. We've got two important things to talk about today during the show. During the first half hour, we're going to be talking with Steve Lapidus from Age Force about their new B-Complex patch. And I'm really excited about this patch because this is a patch that is really, truly a mainstream patch that everybody can use. And we're going to talk about how exciting this patch is because it uses some very, very advanced formulas of some of the B-fractions. Later in the show, Dan French is coming on to talk about the comedian diet. This guy's got an interesting story, and he is spreading the word about resistance training, high-intensity training, and paleo lifestyle through humor. And, you know, I think he's really onto something, so we'll be talking to him later. But let's get started right away. How you doing, Steve Lapidus?
Hey, Carl. How you doing?
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Good. Good to be back, Carl. And if you'll allow me, I want a couple of disclaimers before we start.
Okay.
First, I'm working from the house this morning. After the interview, I'll head into the office. But I'm working from the house this morning, and if perchance our dog barks, I want everyone to know that's Killer. And we call his name is Killer. He's a 3-pound poodle, and he has earned his name and reputation. He's a ferocious watchdog.
Oh, I bet. Many people have lost their ankles to him.
he is an ankle biter. The other thing is a couple of my friends, Carl, who listen to the podcasts, were kidding me the other day that when I did the interview on the amino acid, the new amino acid patch, which by the way has just had a phenomenal reception, that you know, I kind of fumfered over some of the scientific terms and the when we talked about the formula ingredients.
Right, some of the amino acids were the pronunciations were a little elusive.
Yeah, I think your audience who by now your audience and I are good friends should know I'm not a scientist. I'm not a researcher. I don't work in the laboratories. I'm an executive, and you know, I sit on these meetings when we meet with the R&D team. And the other people in our company, and you know, I absorb as much as I can. But you know, forgive me if I fumble over some of the, you know, some of those the scientific terminology. I try to convey as much as I know when we interview. But again, these are terms that you know, I don't use in my everyday administrative duties in the company.
Steve, be honest. When you're sitting in on these meetings and these people are talking about formulas, you're doing the crossword puzzle, aren't you?
I'm just waiting. I'm waiting for them to answer the question. When are we going to be ready? Is this patch better than anything on the market? Those are the kind of quantitative questions I ask.
Okay.
I leave the formulas and the research up to
and the fancy words.
To the lab rats, right?
Steve, you and I are just average guys from Brooklyn. People have to remember that, right?
Well, and again, Brooklyn's given birth to a lot of quality people.
There
Hopefully
you go.
We can be counted there.
There you go.
We're tremendously excited about this patch, Carl. It's a patch we never envisioned. As you well know, we had an incredible introduction a year ago with the B12 patch.
And that's how this evolved. Shortly after you did the B12 patch,
again,
you sent out a letter. You sent an email, right, saying to people, what would you like to see?
And we started getting responses from thousands of our B12 patch customers saying, hey, the B12 is great. You know, the hydroxycobalamin B12 is fantastic, but why should we have to, you know, go to, you know, to the health food store and pick up the other B vitamins? Why don't you make a B complex patch? And you know, between phone calls and emails, you know, we finally got the message, and the R&D team got to work, and we've again today introducing this patch, and again with a Superhuman Radio exclusive for the next 48 hours, with a 2-for-1 exclusive, buy one, get one free exclusive, we're really excited. We've got a patch here, Carl, that I think you'll agree, because, you know, we've certainly shared the formula with you. There's nothing like it on the market.
And really, as a result of some shows that we've done, you got people reached out to you and said, when they heard that the B patch was coming, they asked you, are you going to be including this form of B6? So that actually, our audience even drove not just the desire for a B12 patch, but the end result was that you have B-complex patch. You have the most advanced B-complex supplement on the market today, bar none. That's aside from the fact that it's transdermally delivered right into the bloodstream, just because of the components of use. So, first of all, give me the top line summary. List all of the B vitamins that are in your patch, and then let's talk about the special ones.
Okay, and I don't want any of my friends to tease me if I fumble over some of these words.
Okay.
These descriptions.
I'll try to help. Go ahead.
Yeah, you be the clarifier.
Okay.
B12 as a, you know, hydroxycobalamin, which is has the exact same dosage as our B12 patch.
Right.
In this new B complex patch. B1 thiamine. B2 riboflavin. B3 niacin. B5 pantothenic acid. B6 pyridoxal phosphate. A lot of people kind of refer
which
to
actually that's, I was just going to say, let's stop there just for a second, because now that you said that, P5P is the more advanced form of pyridoxine, which is the standard vitamin that you'll get, but the P5P is the new, more bioavailable form. Just the way hydroxycobalamin is now like the pinnacle of B12, P5P is the pinnacle of B5, right?
Right, that's correct, and it should be noted, because, you know, I look at the P&L statements, that the B12 as hydroxycobalamin and the P5P are about 10 times more expensive than the standard B12 and B6 that, you know, you find in 99% of the other supplements.
I'm sorry, B6,
out there.
Right, B6, I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay, B7 biotin. And here's another one where we've gone with the advanced format, Carl. B9 is folic acid. We've gone with the methylfolate.
Which we know that from Dr. Jared Scarron's interview, there's a lot of people who have a mutation that doesn't convert folate to the methylated form. And so they can't use folate. And so as a result, they suffer from depression. There's some linkage to autism, spectrum disorders, and this form. So once again, when Dr. Scarron was on my show and we talked about methylfolate, he said methylfolate is actually owned by a pharmaceutical company. I said, why don't doctors prescribe it? It's because they probably rather prescribe drugs. He says, and plus this company has a chokehold. They're the only company that's allowed to produce methylfolate. And hence, it's very expensive now.
Extremely expensive. But again, our target, you know, the challenge to our R&D team almost a year ago, Carl, was we want the best B-complex supplement on the market. And, we think that the B9 form of methylfolate is integral to that, for us to achieve that.
Okay, what else?
And the last ingredient is citicoline.
Okay.
Cytocholine.
I think it's citicoline. You had it right. And
so this
B complex patch has all three of the more advanced forms of B fractions that people buy individually. Now you get them all in a single patch. So you get the most advanced B complex patch and you slap it on your arm and you walk away. How many patches come? Well, wait a second. I'm being waved at. We have to take a break.
Okay.
When we come out of the break, we will talk about what you get. But right now, Superhuman Radio listeners have 48 hours to take advantage of a buy one, get one free by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the buy one, get one free banner ad. And stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
You and I, we may look the same, but we are very far apart. There's bullet holes where my compassion used to be.
Welcome back.
Violence in my heart.
We're talking this half hour with Steve Lapidus from Age Force about their new B-Complex patch, the most advanced B-Complex supplement on the market, and it comes in a patch form, so it's transdermal. It gets right into the bloodstream. No issues about digestion. There's some people who take vitamin B. Like Elisa, she can't take a B-Complex. She says it upsets her stomach. So there
well, again, you know, call, you know, the gold standard of getting B vitamins is by injection. And, you know, people that know, you know, how difficult it is in some instances to deliver B vitamins orally, you know, their doctors administer injections.
Right.
And the B, you know, our transdermal patch has all of the advantages of injections with, you know, direct bloodstream delivery, but with one additional advantage, we one step beyond injections, and that's the 8-hour time release.
Right.
Which gives one system plenty of time to, you know, to take advantage of the nutrients and the vitamins.
Yeah.
You know, Carl, while we're talking, I'm thinking, you know, whether it be on the live program today or in the podcast, you know, there are, you know, literally thousands of of Superhuman Radio listeners that buy our B12 patch buy the monthly auto ship.
Right.
And they're saying, well, what's going to happen to me? I think it's important that we address that. Any monthly auto ship customer that has been purchasing the B12 will automatically begin starting today to receive order ship today, and going forward, they'll automatically be a running change. They'll get the B complex patch.
That's exciting.
And they're going to get it at the grandfathered price. You know, the B12 patch was $19.95 for the monthly auto ship, and the B complex patch, because of all of the additional ingredients in the formula, is $29.95 for a monthly auto ship. Now, you know, $29.95 for a monthly auto ship, but with the promotion you have, the exclusive S Superhuman Radio promotion, people are going to get a 60-day supply for the $29.95 price if they
so that's actually so that's that, like that's just, like $15 a month that way.
That's an incredible value, and we certainly hope people will jump all over it. It's a great value, and it's our pleasure to give your audience that kind of offer. Another thing that you touched on before the break, this patch, the B complex patch, has 30 patches in each month's supply. If you recall, Carl, the B12 patch had 12 patches in a month's supply.
Wow.
So not only is it now a complete B complex formula, as we've discussed, but a month supply is a 30 patch month supply for one patch daily.
Wow, that's really exciting. That's really exciting.
It's a terrific value, and over and above the fact that it's we feel it's by far and away the most superior B complex supplement on the market.
Now, I would imagine that people should wear it during the daytime. Early in the morning is when it's recommended you take your B vitamins, because they have an effect on the reduction of melatonin production. So you usually want to take your B vitamins in the morning. So I guess you just slap this on after your shower and you go out the door.
Yeah, it's an 8-hour time release. After 8 hours, the patch is just a Band-Aid. Take it off. And again, if someone's lifestyle is such and they want to wear it during the day or night, not a heck of a difference.
And it just dawned on me, a lot of people complain about feeling tired, and they take these 5-hour energies. Supposedly you're supposed to take it after lunch, and a lot of these energy drinks have B complex in them along with caffeine. It'd be interesting to see if somebody wears this patch starting early in the morning throughout their 8-hour day, if it mitigates some people from getting sleepy after lunchtime. I'm going to be interested to find out.
Historically, B vitamin, actually, if you go back years and years, there's countless very famous people that took B vitamin injections for just that, for energy, for an energy boost. So that is certainly one of the benefits. There will be, they do deliver more energy. One of the things we've done with this, because this formula is just so incredible, Carl, when people go to the website to read about it on the Learn More page, there's a link to the formula page, and we put up a very, very comprehensive formula page for this product, not only showing what's in it and the dosage levels of each, but a lot of information about each of the B vitamins, the features and benefits of each vitamin and the function of same.
Cool. And so give the now right now we have a buy one, get one free, which is a great deal.
Correct.
But assuming that someone misses the opportunity for the buy one, get one free, because there's people who don't listen to this podcast. They don't get the podcast because they're getting caught up on shows, and so maybe it's a week has passed. They've missed this opportunity. The normal price and the different tiers to buy the patch. Do you have a feel for that at this point in time?
I'm sorry, say this again now?
What is the normal price for the patch if there's no two-for-one promotion going on? I know you have different ways that they can buy it. They can buy it one time.
The auto ship, which most of the people, I think, that buy B vitamins, they know it's part of their daily daily routine, so they'll buy the auto ship. The auto ship price is $29.95 for a month's supply. If they buy a, and then we have the other order options, you know, buy a 30-day supply, a 90-day or 180-day supply, which also give you some nice savings if you buy the 90-day or the 180-day supply. Now, there are just some people that just, you know, don't want to be dealing with an auto ship. You know, we like to think our auto ship is very consumer friendly. You're never obligated to continue it if you don't want. Just send us an email. We cancel your order and confirm back by email so you have a record that the order's canceled. You can do that at any time for any reason. But, again, Carl, you know, as we've always done with, when we give you these limited time orders for Superhuman Radio, if you've got listeners that, you know, find out about it with the podcast and the offer is expired, we always work with them and we always, accommodate them if they come a little bit late.
And as far as customer service goes, it's unparalleled with AgeForce. In fact, Steve quite often will forward me emails from audience members. And recently, he forwarded me an email. I want to say it was from Australia, but it could have been from the UK. And the guy who wrote the email was commending AgeForce for the way they do business and then said that he's the director of customer service for a very, very large corporation. Do you remember that email, Steve?
Yes, I do.
And so, I mean, it's there's a lot of people out there who are afraid to get on the auto ship merry-go-round because of things they've heard because of a company that used to sell a product called Enzyte, which was supposed to be a male enhancement product. And that company landed the owner of the company in jail for many, many years because they would bill people's credit cards and they wouldn't let them get off the merry-go-round. They played games with them. Millions and millions of dollars were stolen. And so people don't like the auto ship because they're afraid. But what I've found out, and again, I've seen this firsthand, you know, people send AgeForce an email. That's all it takes. And the email address is available. It's not some little hidden link on a website that you can't find. And
as a matter of fact, Carl, it's right on our terms and conditions page. We have a paragraph, how to cancel your auto ship, and with a link that you click on the link, and it brings up an email form on your computer to us. And all we need is, hey, I'm John Doe. I don't want my auto ship anymore. We get that email, and within an hour or two, that person has an email back confirming that their auto shipment is canceled. And all we ask is that that happens prior to the next bill and ship date.
So in other words, if they billed you on Monday and you cancel on Tuesday, you're trying to avoid that because that gets into all sorts of problems with MasterCard and Visa as well.
That's correct. Plus, and our, the order's out the door. You know, when we bit one, we move pretty quick in this company. When the automatic system bills out an order, that order is at our U.S. Post Office drop box within an hour. So, it can't be retrieved. So, over 80% of our orders come to us via the auto ship option. It's the least expensive option. It's the least expensive way to purchase from us. And again, it's very consumer friendly. Don't be afraid of it. It's convenient and you're never obligated if you don't want to continue.
All right. So the bottom line is it's a great, patch. It's a B complex patch. We've talked plenty about the fact that B-complex is important for the methylation process and the detoxification process. B vitamins play so many different roles, from the utilization of fat to the digestion of proteins and its breaking up into its component amino acids. It's a really, really important patch. It's a mainstream patch. It's something that everybody can use. It's something I'll look forward to using, I have to tell you. Steve, we have a couple minutes before we let you go. Tell me, you said that the amino acid patch is being met with great fanfare and success. Talk a little bit about it.
Unbelievable. We're just knocked out. You know, we introduced this patch about a month and a half ago, kicked it off on Superhuman Radio, and just breaking every record for a new patch introduction, Carl. It's you and I both know, and much of your audience knows, how important amino acids are. and you know, in so many ways. And you know, here's a way to get all the essential amino acids and in a patch and with a great formula, and as important, the ratios, critical ratios of dosages. And you spoke eloquently on the last time we interviewed about you know, how a great number of people are have been taking amino acid injections, and just how our patch parallels that trend, and same benefits as amino acid injectables, with the benefits, of course, of time release.
Yeah.
So we're thrilled. The patch is just flying. We're getting emails and phone calls from customers how pleased they are with it, and we continue to be really excited about that patch.
Very good. Very good. All right, so there you go. Go to superhumanradio.com. Click the B-Complex banner ads. They're all over the site. You can't miss them. Take advantage of the buy one, get one free. This is also a great, this is really, really great supplement for anybody in your family. I mean, if you think that you can't use it all, your wife, your teenage daughter, your teenage son, they can all use this type of a product. Because it's just a B vitamin. That's all it is. So think about that. Hey, Steve, thanks for being on Superhuman Radio. Thank you for continuing to sponsor as well.
All right. Thank you, Carl, and goodbye to all of your great listeners.
There you go.
Appreciate it.
We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to do something a little different. We're going to talk to a fellow named Dan French, who's delivering the message through humor. His story is really interesting, too. I would say that he is one of us. You'll find out why in just a moment. Stay tuned. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today, and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately. Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. An aromatase inhibitor shown to be stronger than ATD and 6-oxo and a SERM to rival tamoxifen. Finally, muscle-building testosterone levels. Finally, 4-Max. Old-school testosterone boosters never did quite work that well because they fell short of critical levels of testosterone needed to build muscle. They only controlled estrogen. That's like flooring a gas pedal connected to a 4-cylinder engine. No matter how hard you push, the engine isn't going to run any faster. 4-Max changes that by signaling each level of testosterone production, replacing your old 4-cylinder with a supercharged V12. Get 4MAX. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 4MAX banner ad today.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine. And no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, one of the missions of my show is to always indoctrinate new listeners. Not because of selfish reasons, like, oh, I want my advertisers to do better, which, you know, obviously I do, but that's not the real reason. The mission of the show is to spread the word, the truth about nutrition, about exercise, about how those are the things that stave off disease. Well, my next guest is like me. He's a missionary, but he takes a totally different approach. And he takes an approach possibly that is more effective than my in-your-face, hey, you're fat, change your life approach. And he is Dan French. How you doing, Dan?
I'm good, Carl. How are you guys?
Fantastic, fantastic. So Dan French is one of us, and he was also one of us when we were just part of the Walking Dead community. Dan, before we get into this whole thing, talk a little bit about where you started. Now, you're originally from Louisville, ironically, right?
Yeah, I'm from the south end of Louisville. I'm from Redneckville.
For those who don't know, the south end, we're talking about like Dixie Highway, Pleasure Ridge Park, that's the type of area?
Yeah, I live right by Iroquois Park.
There you go.
I'm hardcore Kentucky. First generation college, father's a carpenter, home remodeler, yeah. I came from the heart of Kentucky.
Okay.
And I went off to college to Ohio and then down to Austin, which is where I live now. And, so I've just been traveling around I started doing comedy here in Louisville in 1987. So I've been doing stand-up for almost 25
years. But wait, go back for a second. You were one of the Walking Dead, like I was. When I was 330 pounds, I was one of the average Americans. I was one of the Walking Dead. I was one of the guys who would today tune in to Mike and Molly, you know, the show about fat people, right? Gives fat people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So you were sick, right? You were a young guy, but you were really obese.
I was always overweight. I mean, like I said, I was right from, you know, hardcore Kentucky culture. And, you know, from the very start, I was a big baby. I grew fast. By the time I was 6 weeks old, I was wearing a toozy. You know, my first play date was with a ham.
Oh, that's funny.
My whole family, you know, they're one generation off the farm. They eat like farmers, and they're all overweight. And I was right in there. By the time I was in my mid-30s, I weighed 300 pounds. Had two kids, you know, both who were chubby. And, so very, you know, typical American story.
Okay, so, and then you decided to take control of your life, correct?
Yeah, what I did was, I mean, like everybody else, I tried lots of different diets. And, you know, you lose a little bit of weight sometimes, and then, you know, but it's all based on deprivation. And, you know, how long can, I just couldn't do it. So this time, you know, I was almost 40 years old, 300 pounds. I'm like, I got to try something different. So I got online and started doing some research and found Rob Wolf's podcast, Paleo Stuff. And I'm like, oh yeah, that guy sounds like me. You know, he doesn't sound like a vegan. He doesn't sound skinny. He sounds like a real guy, dude, who's, you know, figured out some things. So I listened to all of his podcasts and started applying the ideas and yeah, it works.
And so where are you now with your body?
I weigh about, I go between, you know, 180, 185, something like that. But I've always been a weightlifter, so I'm pretty thick. So that's, you know, that's probably about where I should be, somewhere around 180.
Okay. When did it dawn on you? Now, were you a comedian first and then got fat? Where did the comedian job come in? In the journey?
Well, I started doing comedy in my early 20s. And, yeah, I was always overweight. But it wasn't until, you know, I just picked up, I was the kind of person, like, you know, pick up 10 pounds every year, you know, 15 pounds every couple of years.
Yeah.
And it slowly got more and more.
It's called, then, it's called, know, it's called, it's called the metabolic 401k.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, it's not hard to do. That's for sure. So, you know, I'd gotten to the point where I'd stopped doing stand-up. I was a Hollywood writer for almost 10 years for late night. And that's when, like, I was right next to a break room, and I was at the Late Late Show on CBS. And they send you food all the time. Like, the whole break room is just stocked with candy all the time. And I put on 30, 40 pounds just sitting there writing jokes. And so, yeah, I got to a point where, like, I got to do something. And then I started to come back. I got out of Hollywood and moved back to Austin. I started doing stand-up, and as I started to lose weight, I started telling jokes about it. And then people started coming to me after the show and asking me questions, like real questions.
Like questions about your diet, yeah.
Yeah.
Not about the how, wow, man, dude, you're so funny. It was more like, wow, dude, so how did you lose 30 pounds so fast?
Yeah, it's, you know, you start to realize real quickly just how hungry, you know, literally people are for information about this stuff, because they're trying, they're just in the wrong information.
So did you immediately, like right after the show, did you start giving diet advice, or when did it dawn on you that, you know what, I just need to take the message, wrap it in comedy, and teach people something?
Well, again, I'm from Kentucky, so I know ignorance. You know, that's our state motto. We're the ignorant state. And it's like I don't like not knowing things. So people would come up to me, and they would ask me, and this was before I started doing the paleo stuff, because I'd started to lose some weight. And people would ask. I'm like, I don't know, and I don't like being ignorant. So I set out to actually learn something this time, you know, to kind of figure out some stuff so I can give people some ideas. And I'm not sure, you know, it's always, I'm not a scientist. I don't purport to have perfect answers, but I sure know more about it than I used to.
And so tell my audience what your stand-up routine is like now. I mean, give us a snapshot.
I come out and I say, you know, I start my show with sort of straight comedy, where I tell people I'm in a good mood, although I am a little tired. I've been stalking a Kenyan woman.
That's funny.
Yeah, you know, and it's like people are always like, what? And it's a good tester joke. And I tell people, hey, that's the first joke. If you didn't get that one, we're in trouble.
Right.
But I originally wrote a bit, and this is, it's all, I said, you know, the Kenyans, for example, like everybody thinks you lose weight by cardio,
right,
high endurance, long-term cardio.
Right.
You know, running. And everybody will ask me, they're like, well, did you run? I'm like, no, I'm not a runner. Kenyans are great runners. I mean, they're so good. They come to the U.S. every year and they win all of our marathons.
Right.
You know, which is kind of rude if you think about it. What if a bunch of Americans showed up at an African eating contest?
We'd kick their asses, that's for sure.
Yeah, it'd be completely unfair. It'd be six tall, thin Africans sitting down in front of large bowls of quinoa. And here comes the team from Alabama. You know, just one family. Everybody topping 350. They're all wearing sports bras, even the dudes. And they just sit down and decimate everything. It would be unfair because we can eat in this culture.
Yeah.
So, you know, I pick different. The first thing I do in my show is I debunk everybody's standard ideas about how they lose weight, about the proper way to lose weight in this culture. Because everybody has the same ones, you know, and they don't work.
Does the audience, I mean, do they see through it? Is it pure comedy to them, or are they laughing, but they realize they're learning?
Oh, I tell them right up front. I mean, I have a PhD in rhetoric. So rhetoric is the study of public messaging and basically public debate. And so I tell them right up front, look, I have two purposes in this show. I'm going to make you laugh. I've been doing this 25 years. I know how to make you laugh. But I'm also here to persuade you about something. So, you know, get ready. I said, it's not a regular stand-up show. It's all done in stand-up comedy, but I'm going to persuade you to change the way that you eat.
Right.
And they look at me like, yes, here you are. I'm like, yep, pull up your inner resistor, because I know it's in there.
Right.
You know, just breathe it in, and then put it away, because it's not going to do you any good. I'm just, you know, I'm a comedian. What am I going to do? How am I going to hurt you? Listen to some new ideas.
When you start talking about nutrition, It's almost like talking about religion. You know,
right?
What people they are emotionally committed to things like potatoes and pasta and corn. You know, corn is king. You know, when you start telling people you got to cut out the corn, you got to cut out the grain, it's like talking to a Baptist and telling him why he should become a Jew. You're not going to convince him of that. How do you? I mean, do the people laugh because the humor is funny, but get angry because you're telling them things that they just don't want to hear? Or do you really see like light bulbs going off, like signs of it's clicking in their heads while they're laughing? Does laughter create the Trojan horse to get information inside?
Absolutely. I mean, that's what I do. I taught college for a long time, and people are supposed to come in there open to information, and they typically don't. You know, this generation has had so much control over their information with the internet and things like that that they don't respect information in the same way that I think maybe I did when I was growing up. I mean, I knew I was ignorant, I was uninformed, and that bothered me, and it doesn't bother them. But comedy is one of those things that people come in, I'm like, look, it's a comedy club. Relax, have fun, you're going to laugh. I said, but I'm also going to throw some information in, and you don't have to agree with it. I'm not here to construct a perfect argument. I'm here to make you laugh and throw some ideas at you. So, yeah, they don't get angry. If you really work this stuff out, there's no way for them to completely argue against what you're saying.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just some basic claims about, look, everybody is overweight. 32% obesity, 75% overweight in this country. You tell me we're doing things right.
Yeah.
You know, you can't argue that. Obviously, we're doing something wrong.
Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. Dan, you're appearing in Louisville this weekend, correct?
Yep, Comedy Caravan.
Comedy Caravan, which is on Bardstown Road, and you're going to be there what nights?
Thursday through Sunday. There's one show Thursday, Sunday, two shows Friday, Saturday.
Okay. And then, obviously, if people want to find out when you're going to be in their neck of the woods, where do they go?
Healthycomedian.com.
Say that again?
Healthy comedian.
Healthy comedian.
My website.
Isn't that a contradiction in terms, healthy and comedian?
Yeah, help everybody.
That's another question I have for you.
People can do it.
Let's do this. Let's take a break. And when I come back, I got lots of good questions for Dan French. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now, get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping, too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors. Cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's SUP. PER today. Want hardcore legal gear? Check out MrSups.com. MrSups.com carries only the best pro hormones, raw powders, and post-cycle products around. MrSups.com can deliver the goods, and no one beats MrSups.com on hardcore, barely legal pro hormones because MrSups.com is the source. You get wholesale prices by cutting out the middleman. Don't waste your hard-earned money. Go to MrSups.com today and compare for yourself. You won't be disappointed. MrSups.com. That's MrSups.com. Cutting edge products at wholesale prices. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetic Cream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5.
5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Dan French. His website is healthycomedian.com, which I got to talk about first. Comedians are not known for being healthy. I lived in Vegas. I lived in Vegas for 8 years, and I had some good friends that were comedians that used to play a lot of the hotels there. Long story, but another time between you and I off the phone. But anyway, they are the unhealthiest group of neurotic people I've ever met in my life.
Oh, it's horrible! Yeah.
So what happens when you get together with them at a show and you're doing this act and they're in the back going, geez, is this guy really going to talk about this stuff now?
Well, literally, I was in a condo last year with a comic who has a diabetes, like 6'3", about 300 pounds, and he's got a boot on because his ankle keeps cracking because his bones can't support his weight. And I'm sitting there and I'm cooking something in the kitchen. He's in there drinking 7-Up and eating Cheetos. And I'm like, hey, what's wrong with this picture, John?
Really?
I said, you know, get yourself another boot, dude.
What did he say?
Oh, he laughed.
Did he ask you for help? Did he ask you, like, help me out? I want to live. I don't want to die.
Oh, it happens all the time. I get that, you know, comedians all the time. You know, like, you mentioned Mike and Molly. I write for Billy Gardell, the star of that show.
And by the way, the dude is put on, I mean, with every year that he has been on TV, he has gained weight. It's unbelievable. I remember when he used to be on that show. I want to think where I saw him. He was the brother-in-law of somebody back in the day on, I think, that show about the two couples.
Yeah, it was Yes, Dear.
Yes, Dear. He was like the brother-in-law, right?
Yeah.
And he was heavy then, but really, he wasn't like he is now.
No, but, you know, it's like a lot of these guys, like you're saying, you know, the lifestyle gets to you. You know, the older you get, the less able to handle it you are, the less able your body is to metabolize that kind of lifestyle. And Billy just, you know, he kept putting it on. He's actually lost 40 or 50 pounds. The show bought him a trainer and a chef because he had just gotten so big that, you know, they were afraid he's going to kick off at any minute. But, yeah, you know, comedians, they have access to free booze. They stay up late. They eat bar food. They travel all the time. It's a horrible lifestyle. They all burn out and die early.
Well, I was just going to say, and also, it's got to be the kiss of death when you get a role as the fat guy, because, like, if Mike and Molly has legs, and it probably does, because according to the CDC, it has legs, because 50% of the American population is going to be obese by 2030. So I can see Mike and Molly lasting the test of time, right? When Molly has to have her leg removed because of advanced diabetes, and you know, and all the American people relate, like, oh yeah, I remember getting my first prosthetic leg.
Yeah, oh, she's funnier on one leg.
Oh yeah, and you know, and she's a sweet girl, by the way. She's a hilarious. I mean, as far as a comedic
actress.
Oh my God! But it's like, what happens when you get that role? You can't just drop 150 pounds over the course of the next couple of years unless they write it into the script.
Yeah, you know, but they would. If one of those, like, Billy's losing weight, and at the point where it starts to be really noticeable, they'll write into the script. You know, it's not, there's no way they're going to contract somebody to stay that size. You know, Billy, the writer's in the contract, once you get the role, it's got to come in within 30 pounds of the role, but that's typically so you won't gain weight.
Right.
You know, and so you don't look that different from taping to taping. But season to season, you know, if you watch the show coming up this year, you'll be able to see it. I mean, Billy, he looks noticeably different. It's definitely something you can tell.
I'm happy for him. I got to be honest with you, because it's you know, he's going to go like John Candy otherwise.
Yeah, but you know, Billy, again, it's the same thing. I was out there with him fairly recently, and he's losing the weight in the way that I wouldn't suggest. He's doing the, you know, high endurance cardio. He's working out, and it's not that his trainer's bad. It's just he's not doing the high intensity stuff that I would recommend, and he's not really changing his diet. He's just cut back a little.
Yeah, and see, the majority of mainstream trainers and mainstream dietitians don't understand that muscle is metabolic currency. And losing weight, changing what your scale says is of no great importance if you're losing muscle at the same time.
Right, and I promise you that's what's happening with Billy.
Oh, of course.
Maybe, 'cause he's never worked out before, but he's not doing it the right way. He's not going to be able to sustain it if he doesn't switch at some point and go, okay, there's a smarter way of doing this. But
have you talked to him about it? Have you said, look, you have to put on muscle. It's the only thing that burns calories. Otherwise, you're going to end up being 200 pounds but only able to eat 600 calories a day.
Yeah, I think Billy understands. I mean, I think his trainer's good, and I think they've explained some of that stuff to Billy. You know, it's just that slow process of transitioning, you know, like you're talking about, your basic psychology towards a different way of eating and moving. And it just takes a long time. Most Americans don't even get, you know, started on the process because they're so deep into the other side. So, you know, hopefully Billy will stay with it. I think he will. You know, he seems to be happy with it. I just think, you know, I could... If he would listen to the paleo stuff or the high intensity training stuff,
dude, he's got to listen. No, dude, you got to get him to listen to this show because we talk about all of it. If you go to look, Rob Wolf has been on my show. I love Rob. Okay, Lauren Cordain has been on my show. Boyd Eaton has been on my show. We do paleo. We do ancestral. We do high resistance training. We do high intensity training. We do powerlifting. We talk about it all. This is the one stop shop right here. You get it all here.
Well,
we even talk about drugs and peptides, growth hormone. I mean, we talk about everything on the show.
I was looking at your site, man. You're like draped in it.
But look, dude, I was like you. I was 330 pounds. I weighed myself this morning. I'm 224 pounds and I'm probably 15, maybe 14% body fat right now. I'm 54 years old. I can pull a 500 pound deadlift this morning without any, and I haven't been deadlifting. So, you know what I mean? It's like, this is the way. This is the way to stay youthful. This is the way to live longer. The motto of the show is live stronger, live longer. The stronger the organism is, the longer it lives, period. End of story.
No, I agree completely. And, you know, again, you talk about comedy. The nice thing about stand-up is I can get to general people. I can get to general audiences. And I don't go down deep into the rabbit holes about this stuff. I get them thinking about, well, maybe... they've never heard an alternative way of doing this stuff.
Right.
That, you know, learning a little bit about your body chemistry and matching up your food to your body chemistry seems like a good idea. You know, I was at the Louisville Zoo yesterday getting a backstage tour. We got to hang out with the elephants, and I asked the guy, what do the elephants eat? And he's like, well, if we let them go right now, they'd just take this whole forest out. You know, what they like best is to knock down a tree, eat the leaves, the branches, the bark, and then bust it open and eat everything inside. I'm like, well, you can't do that. What do you feed them? It's like Purina elephant chow.
No kidding? Really? Purina elephant chow?
Purina makes an elephant chow.
And what is it? Is it corn-based? It's got to be corn-based.
I'm sure it's got to be all that stuff. It's got to be, you know, the cheap grains. All that food is built out of just whatever's cheap, and that's the cheapest stuff around, so I'm sure.
And that's why the animals in zoos are developing all the same metabolic disorders as human beings. This is why.
You know, it doesn't matter what the organism is. If you give it something that doesn't match up to its system, it's going to get sick. Again,
right.
These are easy, logical connections. And if saying things like that to people and then turn it into comedy, like I'll write something about the elephants. I just think it's funny that they, you know, they want to take down forests and instead we give them puppy chow. And you can just look at them. They're just like looking at you like, really? Oh.
That's so sad. That's so sad.
I don't look at it. Again, comedy has to always... It sanitizes things some,
right?
You know, so it doesn't look all the way down like you're talking about her losing a leg to diabetes, which is, you know, potentially funny if you want to do dark humor, but television doesn't do that stuff. So, you know, they do the lights out of everything, but you can still get the message in there.
Yeah.
It just has to be carried a little differently.
Do you use the term fat people, or do you use the word fat in any of your joke? Or do you, are you more politically correct and talk about obesity and obese people?
You know, I use all the terms. That's one of the things I tell people, like, look, quit, you know, you got to get used to the terminology. The problem people have, I think, with all this stuff, the reason why I feel shameful and all that is because they don't know what to do about it.
Right.
And they feel like they have no power over it. And so it's not their fault, so don't go after them. I don't need to. I'm like, you know, yeah, you're right. You don't have the power because you don't understand it. I was exactly the same way.
Right. And as a fat person, I can say that I didn't want to be fat. You know, I use the word fat people on this show because as a former fat person, I feel like I have the right. I have a card in my pocket that says, look, I was fat and I didn't want to be fat. And you know that you're fat, whoever you are. So us not calling you fat doesn't change the fact that you hate the way you look and hate the way you feel. But there's a large group of people out there who are fighting for political correctness as it relates to obesity. And you know, they want boots made bigger at White Castles. This one guy wanted to have he was suing White Castles because he wanted the booth made bigger. Yeah. And it's like, dude, you shouldn't even be in White Castles, you know?
Yeah, you know, all the terminology, fat it's a loaded term. It's always has been. I was the fat kid in school. I was fat my whole life.
Me too.
It's not fun. I know exactly what it feels like, you know, but you get lost in a sense of denial and then you don't, you know, reach out for new information. I mean, so I get it why you don't, and I don't use the term fat. I don't attack people. Like, we talked a little bit this yesterday. I don't think it's their fault that they're fat. You can't put an organism in a toxic environment and then tell it and not give it any skills to deal with a toxic environment and then blame the organism. You can make hummingbirds fat. You know, give them a recliner and a big jar of nectar. They'll get fat.
and a remote control on a TV. No, you know what? Yeah. I do agree with you to some degree, and it's because I think that there is so much misinformation about nutrition out there that is promoted by the American government so that they can get us to eat them profitable, because the three biggest investments the government makes in agriculture is wheat, corn, and soy. And what are the main ingredients in just about everything? Yeah, they need to sell this stuff and they need us to eat it. So what do you think they're going to do? Tell us it's no good?
Right. And that's fine. You know, I think when they come out and they say it's your personal responsibility, it's your choice to eat it or not, I'm like, okay, fine. That's absolutely true. So let's start helping people make a better choice. You know, because once they see that it is toxic, I mean, even just that word, hey, you're eating toxic food, people don't ever think about their food that way.
Yeah, right.
That corn or wheat is toxic. That's one of the things I really like about using paleo, because you start pulling out the rhetoric of this stuff, like talking about dwarf wheat as a genetically modified organism that you've been eating for 50 years and you don't even know it.
Yeah.
And people are like, what? And as soon as you start hitting with that stuff, that's when you get their attention. That's when they're like, what? And they will literally start with their hands during my comedy show.
Yeah.
Because they're like, hey, that's funny, but tell me more about that crazy wheat I've been eating.
Yeah, right. Dan, let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got more questions. We're talking with Dan French. He is the healthy comedian. He goes out and changes lives by making people think that they're not learning while they're laughing. Pretty cool stuff. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Visit HealthyComedian.com during the break. We'll be right back. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for
special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Due to popular demand, LG Sciences has brought back the Trifecta Pack and made the most hardcore muscle-building, strength-gaining stack of anabolic pro-hormones even better. Now it includes Methyl-1D plus 5-alpha hydroxy for greater strength gains and aggression. MMV, 3 Master Draw, reborn now with Epiandrostain, and round it all off with Formadrol with nettle extract for improved PCT. And all of this in a new highly bioavailable liquid delivery system that outperforms pills by up to 250%. But hurry, this is a limited time offer. Go to superhumanradio.com to learn more about LG Science's new Trifecta Pack today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre-, intra-, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dan French, the one-man show called The Comedian's Diet, coming to a comedy club near you. Go to healthycomedian.com to learn more and show him your patronage, because he is one of us. He's one of the superhumans out there. He has changed his life. He knows, he understands the myth. He understands the pharmaceutical agenda, that the medical orthodoxy is corrupt. He understands the true path to health and longevity. And he's trying to spread the word and teach people, but he's doing it through humor. And I think that's really commendable. No matter how you get the message out there, it's important, because we have a narrow margin of time here to change the direction of the United States. And I don't mean to sound cryptic here, but it's true. If the CDC is right that by 2030, half this population is obese, that means half this population is ill. That means half this population is no longer productive. And it means half this population is simultaneously a drain on the economy. If you don't want to be part of an imploding United States, we need to get people to understand that the answer to health is not going to see their doctor getting on Lipitor. It's to changing the way they eat first, and starting to promote resistance exercise to gain more muscle, because muscle saves lives. You know, Dan, we do a series on this show called Muscle Saves Lives.
Uh-huh.
And just this morning, there was a study published that shows that individuals of normal BMI, or normal weight as the medical orthodoxy likes to call them, who are diagnosed with type 2 diabetes die sooner than individuals who suffer from frank obesity and are diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. And the reason that this is important is because we have so many people out there who, just because they can get into their size 34 pants or their size 2 dress, that don't think that they're suffering from metabolic disorders when they are. They've never had their blood sugar tested. They think that they're safe because they're thin, quote unquote. But the problem is that the majority of their body is made of fat. They don't have enough muscle because they've gone on fad diets to stay in that form factor. And as a result, they have no metabolic currency, and they are insulin resistant, and then they die.
Yeah, it's amazing. I work with a company in Austin called Efficient Exercise, and they do personal training, 25-minute sessions. And it's constantly people like that who have never really worked out with weights, and they get them in there and structure what they do, show them, you know, the techniques, and put them through 25 minutes of high-intensity weight training. And we do 10-week transformations. It's amazing what it does to a body, you know, when it hasn't worked like that. But it's instant. I mean, within 2 weeks, you can start to see it. Your body is just made to work like that, to have muscle and to work, you know, consistently in intense bursts. It's clear when you do it.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so let's get back to the comedy routine for a second. So do you ever have people track you down and write you or contact you and say, you know what, I went out that night to laugh and you changed my life?
Yeah, I have people come up to me after the show all the time. And like I said, they want more information. They're really interested in this, or they talk about, you know, somebody they're going to bring. People bring people back to my show. Like this week in Louisville, I have a show on Thursday, 2 on Friday, 2 on Saturday, 1 on Sunday. The Thursday people will bring people back on Friday. The Friday people will bring people on Saturday, because it's a way that they can get the information to people who normally wouldn't ever access it. They're like, hey, this show's really good, and this guy's got some ideas. But because it's comedy, people are like, oh, I'm going to have some fun, and they'll come and listen. You know, and it's amazing just having, you know, the information delivered in a different medium. It's the same message. But because people can relax and enjoy it, and they're used to entertainment in this culture, I mean, I like what you do, and I like the podcast stuff. I like, you know, people that have an agenda and a strong point of view. But it's like everything else. Talk radio becomes, you know, it's such a strong point of view. It sounds, you know, gospel-like, and it sounds preachy from a lot of different people. And people, you know, have a hard time accessing that.
Right.
So how do you get to the people who aren't your followers, you know, who are unconverted?
Right.
And comedy's great for that. And it's fun.
Yeah. So what is new in the news? Like, you talked about visiting the zoo, so that'll obviously become part of your skit pretty soon, right?
Right.
Anything else come up lately that you saw that is, you know, the idiosyncratic things that have occurred that you think, "Oh, I've got to work this into the show."
Well, it's constant. I mean, if you do any kind of monitoring of, you know, what's being studied and the studies that are coming out, you just can't. Like, I found this thing on the internet a little while ago. There was a church, what is it called? Flower Mound, Texas.
I think, where
they had a pet pig, a Vietnamese pot-bellied pig, that had gotten 150 pounds overweight. So they put the pig on a diet, and the pig lost all this weight, and they started members of the church all went on diets because they were inspired by the pig.
Wow, that is funny. Was the pig's name Arnold Ziffel by any chance? I guess you're too young to remember Green Acres, right?
But it was a national story. It was on, you can find it on YouTube.
That's funny.
And these two were all talking about that pig was so inspirational. I just had to lose weight after.
If a pig could lose weight, I got to be able to lose weight, right?
Yeah, that's the same thing with a comedian. If a comedian can lose weight, come on. What are you doing?
I
promise you, you're not living as unhealthy as I am.
Do you open for people sometimes, like maybe concerts and stuff like that, or is it strictly just the one-man show you travel around the country?
I've been doing comedy for 25 years. So I've done a little bit of everything. But I still open. There's a lot of guys that I still will do some writing for, some fairly big-name comics, and I'll go around when they're headlining the show, and I'll open the show, and then I'll write for them during the week. But I do this show, like, I do the show at weight loss clinics. You know, yeah. I do this at corporations. I do it because it's perfectly clean, and I've gotten it to where, it's comedy club funny, so I can do it in a club. You're coming in there, you're not coming for a lecture. It's not a funny lecture. It's stand-up comedy laced with some information.
Right.
But yeah, it's, you know, it's transferable. And the bits I can pull out, I don't even have to talk about, you know, the paleo stuff. The bits sort of stand on their own.
Right.
So it's been fun.
Yeah, very cool. So do you see yourself continuing to do this as long as there is an obesity and illness epidemic in the country, or are you just going to run this for a while and then maybe change up?
Now, this is what I'm doing. I'm completely inspired by this stuff. I mean,
good.
The 2 years that I've been doing paleo has made such a difference in my life. I mean, mood, sleep, energy level, my relationships, it's just amazing, and it's easy. I tell everybody, you know, I did deprivation. I was a vegan for a year. You know, I was a vegan until I started, you know, hanging around with vegans. I'm like, this doesn't fit. You know, when you're at a party and you can't tell if there's a fight that breaks out which gender will win, it's not good.
That's funny.
But this is, you know, it's absolutely clear that this is the way human beings should eat. And it's not radical to me, the idea that you know, base most of your food on what human beings have always been designed to eat is not radical. It's humane. It makes sense.
Did you do you have a joke that infers the realities that fat is good and this whole fat equals fat people thing is wrong in the skit? And how do people take that one?
Oh, you mean eating fat is
yeah,
good?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Eating fat is good. Yeah, like, you know, the mantra in America is, you know, don't eat fat. It's unhealthy. It'll make you fat. It'll give you high cholesterol. But eat plenty of grains, and that's the opposite
right.
of the truth. So when do you have a joke that delivers the realities of that healthy fats are good to consume and don't be afraid of them? And if so, how do people respond to that one?
Well, yeah, you know, I start with this, okay? I say, all right, look, everybody, we've gotten fat, okay? Here's the first half of the show is here are things I didn't do. Here's where we're at right now. All right, take a look, and here's the numbers, here's statistics, and turn them all into jokes. And the first question comes up is why? Why are we fat? You know, and you know, in the early 1980s, the government switched over to low fat, high grain, you know, high carbs, and our obesity rates tripled. Is that a correlation? No, you tell me. You know, that's what the mainstream tells you. Everybody's trying it, and we've tripled our obesity rates. That's an easy connection to make. You know, the mainstream, I don't care who they are, they're fired.
Right.
They're absolutely fired. I mean, no coach gets to go, you know, 0-95 for 35 years and blame the players.
Right.
It doesn't work.
That's a good point.
They're gone. So go to alternative sources. I don't care if it's start with vegans. Go to traditional prep Weston A. Price stuff. You know, go to Whole Foods, locavore stuff. All these alternative ways of eating. For me, the best one is paleo, just because I like meat.
Yeah.
You know, I like high-quality meat. I like fat. You tell me, you know, fat doesn't taste good. You know, it's so much easier to eat that stuff than vegan food. And I mean, how do you argue that if it tastes good like that, it's not natural for you?
Yeah. No, you're right. You're absolutely right. All right, so what city are you going to after Louisville?
I'm back in Austin for a little while. Like, I've just started traveling this show because I've been writing full-time for guys. So this is a brand-new product. Like, this is I've been doing it workshopping for the last year in Austin at a local theater there.
What's the name of it? Because we got a lot of listeners in Austin, Texas.
I do it at a place called Tom's Tabbouleh, right by the university, right on the drag. They have a nice little showroom there. I do it the last Saturday of every month. And you can find all this on the website, healthycomedian.com. But I'm just starting to book this show up. Like, you know, I've got like health cruises that want me to do this stuff, corporations that are coming in. Just because, again, it's a message that can make a difference for real, and it's actually fun to listen to.
Yeah. Yeah. Very, very cool. I applaud you. I applaud what you're doing. I think that, your mission is noble. I hope that you have the impact that you want to have, because we need all the help we can. That was a Freudian slip there. I said we need all the health we can get. We need all the help we can get in this country, because I'm scared, I got to tell you. And I'm not scared about, you know, everybody's sitting back going, well, I'm scared if the Democrats win. Well, I'm scared if the Republicans win. Well, I'm scared,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
about the housing market. And I'm sitting back and going, are you people stupid? 50% 50% of our population is going to be crippled. And I always try to draw this this image. I say, you know what? Imagine you got a car and it's towing something up a hill and you just lost 50% of your cylinders in your engine. You think that car is going to keep going up that hill? No. It's going to be at the bottom of the hill in a burning heap. If we lose 50% of this population and we become unproductive, we're never going to dig ourselves out of this hole, period, no matter what the hole is.
So. Yeah, I agree. And, you know, and in a bigger perspective, human beings themselves, I mean, why do we do this to ourselves when we're supposed to be top of the food chain? You know, and you look around, you're like, hey, the animals below us are healthier. That's weird.
Yeah.
That makes sense. But, you know, what I do in the show is to get people intrigued. And then I send them to sources like you, to Rob Wolf. I have great links on my website, you know, Mark Sisson, Whole Nine, and all these things where people can learn. Because this stuff is complicated. There's lots of information about it. But the simple beginnings of it are to get intrigued, to see that it's worked for some people, and to start, you know, following up. All the information's free. It's out there on the internet for free. You just got to follow up and start looking.
Yeah, I agree. Listen, Dan French, thanks for being on Superhuman Radio today.
Absolutely, Carl. Appreciate it, buddy.
Take care. All right, so go to his website, healthycomedian.com, and see when he is coming to a city near you and support him because he has a noble mission. We're going to take a quick break, and I'll come back and wrap up the show. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately. Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise, but that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. I wanted to mention my blog. I accidentally mentioned it in the last interview, but it's true. I wanted to mention my blog today. And ironically, Adele Musa wrote about the same thing in the Subversity blog. But new research shows that individuals who are skinny fat die sooner than their obese counterparts once they are diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. I am not sure why this is. Maybe they're more reckless with their lives because they think because they fit in their size 32 pants or their size 3 dress that they have nothing to worry about. I don't know. But the bottom line is this. We've been talking about muscle saving lives for a long time on the show, and it's really true. There's a lot of people who don't want to admit it out there. They just don't want to hear it. They don't want to think they have to go to the gym and they have to focus on being more muscular and stronger because it's hard work. But the reality is that muscle does save lives. It prolongs lives. It's metabolic currency, just like we've been saying here for 8 years now. And now science is finally figuring it out. These researchers did everything they could to avoid the word muscle. But the reality is, what we really need to start watching is the amount of lean body mass that we carry. I have a funny feeling that, like a power lifter like Wade Johnson, who is 300 plus pounds, but is probably 260 or 270 pounds of lean body mass, versus the average obese person who is 300 and something pounds and is 180 pounds of lean body mass, I have a feeling that there is a threshold of muscle that you carry that changes the metabolic complexion of your body. And the important thing is having more muscle. Even if you're obese, like the guy who Dan French was talking about that's in the Mike and Molly show, if he doesn't start building his muscle up, he's going to miss the boat here. So this study definitely elucidates a linkage between lean body mass and living longer. There's no doubt about it. But that's not the way they're trying to interpret it. But it really is. So I hope everybody out there continues to carry the message. Each one of you is a disciple. Dan French is doing a great job getting the word out there through humor. I try to do it here, but maybe I'm a little too in your face for most people to listen to. And it's possible, and I'm sorry. But I understand the threat at hand here. But each of you is a disciple. Each of you has an objective as well, to spread the word, to tell people the truths about nutrition, the truths about exercise, the truths about the myths in medicine, the myths in pharmacology. We have to spread the word. If you can change one person's life, and if the whole audience does that, we could potentially save down the road, and we keep indoctrinating millions and millions of people. So really, that is the ultimate mission, okay? All right, listen, thanks for listening today, and we'll see you with more Superhuman Radio. Bye.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.